Okay. Va'asita big day kodesh. You make the big day kodesh. These begodim, which are begodim of begida, become big day kodesh by Aaron. Mm. The kodesh means the. That's all kedusha. Kedusha is connecting the physical to the spiritual. That's what kedusha means. So these begodim are the way in which we connect. We connect our goof, the physicality of our goof, and it represents something higher. La'aron achicha, and what does it do? Lechavod utifarid. Begodim, when they're big day kodesh, then the beggar gives covered and beauty. Beauty, what's the concept of beauty? The concept of beauty is, the word for jewelry is kishutim. In Aramaic, kishut means truth. Beauty, when a person has innate beauty, they wear kishutim, they wear makeup or jewelry that show or enhance their innate beauty. If someone, chas v'shalom, had a big ear and a small ear, it would be very stupid for them to wear big earrings. It would show their non-symmetry. But when someone has something beautiful, nice ears, whatever it is they have, right? They wear earrings to show that beauty. You understand? Or they wear makeup to show that beauty.
Or hide it.
Sometimes to hide it. Yeah? Hiding beauty is also showing it. Because certain things should be hidden. Right?
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, like sometimes, you know, these French things, there was like a thing, they hide half of the face, right? With their hair. So that's like, because what happens to that? It makes it more, you know, interesting to see what's on the other side. So when
sneer.
It flicks, it's not more sneers. So when it flicks on the other side and you see the face, like you get more interested, right?
There's a cause where those glasses that are like as big as their face.
So we see that when a beggar, right, is in its proper place and it represents what's true to be expressed of the goof, what's right to be expressed in that area which represents the body, that truth is beautiful, and it's also l'chavad. Chavad is when a person expresses his inner truth, his inner self. Chavad isn't what you get from other people. Chavad is when you express that which is inner to you.
What does chavad mean?
Chavad means honor.
Honor, okay.
When a person expresses his inner beauty, his inner self, then he's l'kavod or l'tifaret. Then he's has real honor, and that's a beauty. That's his beauty. You with me? Because
mm-hmm.
That's truth about him. The truth about a person is his inner beauty, his soul, which gets expressed in that goof. And that's the concept of Big Day Kohuna. Okay, so it says, right? Again, you need chachmei lev. There's a chibu of chachma to lev. That's kedusha. Asher mil'etev, they were filled. Ruach chachma, the spirit of wisdom, and they dafka asu et the begodim. Only they make the begodim. Because if a person has chachmas lev, he has a chibu of his mind to his heart, he has kedusha, then he can make begodim, which can do the same thing, which can express the inner essence of a man in its proper medium, its proper voice, its proper way. So now, big day Aaron lekadsho, to make him holy, ulechanoli, and to make him a kohen to me. It means a servant to me. He becomes the means through the begodim to be a servant of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because the begodim means that when Aaron HaKohen is wearing Big Day Kahuna, that means he's in sync with his begodim. His begodim, he's expressing a full human being in a proper way. He represents Malchus. Malchus represents the proper expression of a human being. You with me? Understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what is begodim. So since he is that person, he is the person that can be properly expressing in his begodim. He means he's properly being expressive. So he's the person who can properly connect Klal Yisrael to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shemayim Va'aretz. Clear?
Yeah.
Next. Eile ha-begodim. These are the begodim. Asher yasu. Choshen, Eifod, Me'il, Ktonet, Tashbetz, Mitznefet, Avnet. Vasu big day Kodesh to Aaron, Achicha, to Aaron, your brother, Ulevanov, and his children, Lechanoli. Okay.
So why are six listed here and not eight?
So now there's a Gemara in Erchin, which explains why what each Beged does. Go through each one. Ktonet, right, is Mekaperet al Shvichos Domim. The Ktonet, right, that's his, is a Kapara on Shvichos Domim. Yeah. On, right?
Blood.
Why is that? Spilling blood. Vitpilu et Ktonet Bedam. Because they put Ktonet Pasim of Yosef in blood. What does that mean? Because of Yosef, the Ktonet. So the real reason is the same as this. Because of the Chet of Yosef and his brothers, and the sinner, the hatred that there was there in the Shiftei Ka, there was between Yosef and his brothers, that wasn't completely fixed, i.e. the Ktonet Pasim, that Yaakov thought that Yosef was dead, and that's what they pretended to show Yaakov, that sinner left a pgam in Klal Yisrael. That left a blemish in Klal Yisrael, which needed kapara. That means Klal Yisrael, because of the sin of the Achim, we are like our spiritual genes comes from the Shvatim. So because of that sin of the Achim, we have in Klal Yisrael the koach of Shvichus Damim. And that needs a kapara. So the kapara is going to be in the ktonet of the beged of the kahuna. That's going to be somehow going to be mekaper on the ktonet of Yosef. That's what it means here. Michnasayim mekaprim al gilui raias. Why? On the illicit relations. Because it's covering the erva, right? Dichti, v'asa elhem michnasei bad l'chasot basa erva. To cover basa erva. That means the erva wouldn't be mitgale, wouldn't be revealed when they were wearing the big day kahuna. They were having michnasayim. Not that anyone would see, because the begodim were covering them, but that it wouldn't be shown on the ritzpah of the base. It wouldn't be a covered. So the covering of the erva, what's the concept of covering erva? Why have to cover erva? No one was seeing it. It wasn't exposed. Well, who cares about the floor? So the concept of sneers is not a concept of not showing, of the other people shouldn't see. The concept of sneers is within a person. When we dress up, even if you dress up in a dark room, the halacha is you dress up in a sneers way. You don't show all of yourself. You don't know, oh, no one's around, so I just dress up as I want. No. You covered. The halacha is you have to cover. Why? Because your Baruch Hu's around. Sneers is a form of a realization that I'm embarrassed of my body. I'm embarrassed of what it expresses as a physical thing. So I'm embarrassed of that is an expression of a physical thing. Because my body is not the place of physical expression alone. It's an expression of my spiritual with my physical. Mokum ha'erva, arayas, is always, you're allowed to get married. It's a mitzvah to get married. It's kiddushin, it's holiness to get married. But your mokum ha'erva has to be covered. Why? Because arayas means that there's no channeling to that arayas. It means it's a free thing. When it's a free thing, when there's illicit relations, when it's a free thing, it becomes something which is very animalistic, very physical. And when it becomes a physical, that's a misuse of a person's koach, his strength, his potency. The purpose of marriage is to have children. The purpose of marriage is to connect in a deep way with your wife so that you can have good children. The deeper you connect, the better children you have. So we're covering up our Ava, we're covering up that part of us, right? Because we don't want the ritzvah to see, we don't see the bottom to see it, because it's an immodest thing. It's not something we want to reveal. It's only revealed when it's necessary, and it's only revealed when it's necessary to come close with kedusha, with holiness, to the person we marry. After the Chet of Adam Rishon, man was more easily connecting with the physical world than the spiritual world. So if man is left alone, let's be honest, it's more easy for us to connect to a schnitzel than a piece of Neratosis. Tosis you have to work on to understand. Schnitzel, you just put it in your mouth and you connect to it. Man, after the chet, is more connected to the physical. So therefore, he needs more boundaries in the physical. Those boundaries are there in his modesty. The way we bound ourselves, the way we cover ourselves, we put a beged on ourselves, we bound ourselves in certain places, and we're embarrassed of those places to be unbounded. You with me? Mm-hmm. Modesty is to bound those places and to express them in its proper place. And not to be expressed in all forms.